Sub-Saharan Africa carries a disproportionately high share of the global malaria burden. In 2015, the region was home to 90% of malaria cases and 92% of malaria deaths. Children under five are particularly vulnerable. WHO's World Malaria Report 2016 reveals that children and pregnant women there now have greater access to effective malaria control than before. Across the region, a steep increase in diagnostic testing and preventative treatment, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, has saved many lives. But in many countries in the region, not everyone is getting the support they need. Funding shortfalls and fragile health systems are undermining overall progress, jeopardizing the attainment of global targets, WHO said. In 2015, an estimated 4% of the population in sub-Saharan Africa was not protected by treated nets or indoor spraying with insecticides, the primary methods of malaria vector control. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.